So, did you do it? In August, a record number of people did. 4.3 million, in fact, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They quit their jobs. That's on top of record numbers of exits in July and last April, a trend of workers walking away that seems to be turning into a stampede, the Great Resignation. Derek Thompson has been observing from the sidelines. He's staff writer for The Atlantic. He joins us every Monday with his observations about life. And Derek, just for perspective, what was the quit rate before the pandemic, or let's say decades ago?
It's interesting because we think about the 20th century as being this period where people worked for the same company for 40 years and retired with a gold watch. That's not entirely true. In the 1960s, 1970s, which we think of as a kind of golden age of work in America, people were quitting their jobs a lot. And it was good that they were quitting their jobs. The fact that people were quitting didn't mean they were losers or loafers. It's because they saw other opportunities in the workforce. As the economy got a little bit more rickety in the early 2000s, between, let's say, 2000 and, you know, after the Great Recession, people quit their jobs less. They didn't feel as confident that they could leave their company and strike out and find something else that's better. So the fact that a lot of Americans are quitting their job today, relatively, about 1 in 30 people quit their jobs last month, that's an all-time high,
yeah.
It might strike some as a little bit of a scary fact, but I think we should also see the silver lining. It suggests that they see an optimistic place to land in the labor market.
Well, we'll talk more about that. But first, paint this picture. I mean, is it all kinds of jobs across the workforce? Is it happening in certain industries?
It is absolutely concentrated in certain industries. Across the economy, 3% of people quit their jobs last month. In leisure and hospitality, specifically accommodation and food services, that's what the Bureau of Labor Statistics calls this sector that includes hotels and restaurants and bars, 1 in 14 workers quit their jobs. So if you imagine, you know, a typical restaurant having about 14 employees, on average, one of them quit last month. This is an extraordinary number.
Yeah.
And it suggests to me that wages are rising. They see that they can jump from one restaurant to another and earn another $3, $4 an hour. And it also suggests it's pretty hard to run a restaurant these days, what with both this labor shortage and a lot of people quitting their jobs at the same time.
Well, you have another word for it or phrase, the great rudeness. And we were in New York last week, and we heard about this, that it's a trend nationwide in the restaurant industry, people quitting their jobs in restaurant work because customers are rude about mask mandates, for instance.
Customers are rude about everything, it seems, these days. One incredible statistic from Atlantic writer Amanda Mall is that airlines in the U.S. reported that by June of this year, the number of unruly passengers recorded by airlines had already broken annual records. That means that American speed of rudeness, our rudeness pace, is twice as fast as any other year. We are extremely ornery right now. I think a lot of people have been cabin fevered and upset about the pandemic, often very rightly so, and they've sort of exploded into the economy, revealing or manifesting 18 months of rudeness in their engagement with various servers and flight attendants. So it really is a case that not only are there a lot of jobs that people can jump to, but also customers are not being particularly nice, and some people are quitting their jobs for that reason.
Well, and that's not something we want to be number one in, you know, people quitting because we're rude. But so you've given two reasons. People might, you know, they see opportunities elsewhere. So how, and that, you know, in certain job fields, they're not putting up with rudeness anymore. So how much is the pandemic adding to this? You know, shaking up the workforce, introducing Zoom. How much is that a factor?
The pandemic is absolutely a factor. It's affected both the pull and the push that I've described. The pandemic, I think, is clearly behind the push, the great rudeness. It is making people more ornery. We've been locked up. Maybe we've forgotten how to deal with strangers in social places. But it also is behind the pull. The U.S. government has done an extraordinary fiscal policy experiment, delivering many different checks of $1,000 to families. And it's allowed workers, especially dual-income households, to think, wait, well, I don't necessarily need to stay in a job that I don't particularly like. I can wait a few months, rely on the savings we've built up in the last 18 months, and find something new. So I do think that a lot of this does come back to the pandemic. What remains to be seen is the degree to which we've had a kind of climate shift in our attitude toward work that will outlast the pandemic when, God willing, it is finally over.
We only have a few seconds here. So just is this a good thing or a bad thing for the economy? Because we know that a lot of business owners are raising hourly prices because they can't get workers. But then, as you've said, it doesn't seem to be money that's the main issue. So good thing, bad thing.
I don't want to be a classic economist and give you on the one hand, on the other hand, so I'll just choose one adjective.
Okay.
It's a good thing. Great resignation sounds like a bad thing. Resignations, quitting, sounds like something, again, for losers and loafers. It's not. It is a reflection of optimism in the economy. If you're running a business right now, I do kind of feel for you. It is a tough time to keep employees, but it should be tough to keep employees. We should want wages to be high. We should want workers to feel like they can fight for a great job. It is a good thing, this great resignation.
Derek Thompson is pronouncing the great resignation a good thing. He's a staff writer for The Atlantic. Derek, thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, as he said, may not be good for some sitting out there observing it. We'll continue to follow this.